Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 465, What Truly Matters. And I just got done recording and I did not have an episode title the entire time. And I got down to the end and I'm like, well, that was going to be the title, but I went through this and this happened. And it just, I could never really organize or kind of just get a clear picture of an episode in my head. I was kind of making some notes while Nico was gone and thought I would come up with an episode before he got back to post. And then this event happened, which was Zen getting hurt, which is this whole episode talking about that. But it just was like, okay, now that happened. So my focus shifted. And I was in it, and I wasn't through it, and there was just a bunch going on. And again, my time and energy, you know, was definitely focused on one area, and it was there wasn't a lot of room for anything else. So there wasn't a need for me to put out an episode because I wasn't even really sure what to share or, you know, where it was going to come from. So I'm like, look, I got to get through this, deal with this. And then it was pretty much kind of done. But I remember it was last week and I messaged Nico and I said, I'm just too tired and spent to talk about or share why I'm tired and spent. But I just was, you know, it was a big thing that I went through and, you know, you'll hear about it, but Zen needed another knee surgery. He had his first in April of this year and, second one 5 months later. So, I ended up doing a GoFundMe, which I talk about. But in the end, it was just another example that my experience is way different. I'm a way different version of me having a different experience. And, you know, I'm highly, highly aware of it. And, you know, it starts hitting me that like these troubling, challenging times kind of turn out to be pretty cool as far as how you respond. So it's like what truly matters. It's not the circumstance. It's like it could be bad, bad, and bad. What truly matters is how you respond, the version that you are, you know, what you're going to do in that moment. So, like, again, I'm having these, you know, pretty gnarly things happen, but I'm like, wow, my experience is way better than it's ever been, so that's a positive. I'm doing way better than I've ever done, so that's a positive. I'm highly aware how well I'm doing. So it's like I got all this positive feel-good energy, kind of like, you know, pro-Tom kind of stuff that wouldn't be there if this situation had not occurred. Now, if I was a worse version of me, none of this would be happening. There wouldn't even be a podcast. There wouldn't be an episode, you know, right now. But again, I'm having a different experience, which is a way better experience. And it's not because it's like, oh, good, 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 good. It's like, no, we're talking two knee surgeries in 1 year within 5 months of each other, you know, both very expensive. You know, so it's like, well, wait a minute, where's the good of that? How can, and I'm like, that's what I was like, okay, I'm going to share when I have something to share. And I, you know, was almost had episode ready, you know, for like, Nico, my producer, went on vacation and he's going to come back. But then it's when Zen got hurt. I'm like, okay, well, now some things have changed. My focus has changed. My energy's going to something different. And then I was like a week or two into it, but I wasn't like, well, I didn't know the outcome yet. Like, we weren't really through it. And I'm like, what, now we're through it? We're out. You know, Zen's getting his bandages off today and I can look at it with hindsight and going, okay, here's what I can share. And this is what I feel has value. So I will share that because I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate the listeners that have listened the entire time. And if you have listened from the entire time, then I believe you'll get something because you can tell I'm a better version of myself. You can tell I'm a different version of myself. You can tell by what I share that my experience is different. And that's what I'm selling. If I can change my experience, the direction of my life, how I'm responding, so can you. So if you have any questions, comments, please shoot me an email, proupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Anybody want to share anything, holler. Ask any questions, holler. Talk about training, online training, holler. I am here for you. Thank you, thank you again for listening and enjoy. I meditated 15 hours a day for 6 months straight with one of the toughest Buddhist monks on the planet. Here's what I learned. There's 31. So I'm like, okay, do that. That's your first step. So I haven't thought past that. And I'll probably have to pick it up later this afternoon and record the next part, whatever that part is. Oh, I like me. Number one, finding your true self is an act of love. Expressing it is an act of rebellion. Two, a sign of growth is having more tolerance for discomfort, but it's also having less tolerance for bullshit. Three, who you are is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. Love that one. Desires that arise in agitation are more aligned with your ego. Desires that arise in stillness are more aligned with your soul. Five, procrastination is the refusal or inability to be with difficult emotions. The moment before letting go is often when we grip the hardest. Seven, you don't find your ground by looking for stability. You find your ground by relaxing into instability. Da-da-tsh. Eight, what you hate most in others is usually what you hate most in yourself. Nine, the biggest life hack is becoming your own best friend. Everything is easier when you do agree. Concur. 10. The more comfortable you become in your own skin, the less you need to manufacture the world around you for comfort. Love that. 11. An interesting thing happens when you start to like yourself. You no longer need all the things you thought you needed to be happy. Love that, did that, feeling that, experiencing that, shared that. 12. If you don't train your mind to appreciate what is good, you'll continue to look for something better in the future, even when things are great. Consistent dissatisfaction. 13. The belief that there is some future moment more worth our presence than the one we're in right now is why we miss our lives. Exactly. 14. There is no set of condition that leads to lasting happiness. Lasting happiness doesn't come from conditions, but from learning to flow with conditions. Agree. 15. We often need to get out of alignment with the rest of the world to get back into alignment with ourselves. Oh my goodness. That is my path. Exactly. It's exactly what happened. 16. Real confidence looks like humility. You no longer need to advertise your value because it comes from a place that does not require the validation of others. Oh, love that. You no longer need to advertise social media, your value because it comes from a place that does not require the validations of others. Freedom. 17. Negative thoughts will not manifest a negative life, but unconscious negative thoughts will. Listen to that again. 18. Bullying yourself into enlightenment does not work. Concur. You must befriend yourself to transcend yourself. I got to write that down. You must befriend yourself to transcend yourself, people. 19. There are three layers to a moment. Your experience, your awareness of the experience, and your story about the experience. Be mindful of the story. 20. Your mind doesn't wander. It moves toward what it finds most interesting. To improve focus, become curious about what's in front of you. 21. Life continues whether you pay attention to it or not. I think it's why the passage of time is so scary. High pain tolerance is a double-edged sword. It's 22. High pain tolerance is a double-edged sword. It's key for self-control, but can cause us to override the pain of being out of alignment. That's a wonderful, valid point. 23. Peak experiences are fun, but you always have to come back. Learning to appreciate ordinary moments is the key to a fulfilling life. Yeah, exactly. It's like chasing that high. Can't do it every day, people. 24, you cannot practice non-attachment. You can only show your mind the suffering attachment creates. When the mind sees this clearly, it will let go. I love that. That's a pretty cool way of looking at that one. Most of these I read before, but I don't remember that one. That one's cool. 25, meditation can easily become suppression. Don't use concentration to avoid what is uncomfortable. Meditation, 26, is not about feeling good. It's about feeling what you're feeling with good awareness. Plot twist, eventually that makes you feel good. 27, some of the deepest peace we can experience is living in integrity. You can lie to other people about who you are, but you can't lie to your heart. 28, be careful not to let the noise of your mind overpower the whispers of your heart. 29, life is always happening in just one moment. That's all you're responsible for. 30, monks love to fart while they meditate. The wisdom of letting go is expressed in many forms. Yep, did not make that one up. Last one, 31, you can't life hack wisdom. Do the work. All right, this next little ditty is from Library Mindset. I got it from Scotty. 7 Japanese techniques to overcome laziness. I'm going to be tested on my pronunciation here. I-K-I-G-A-I. Akiga? Aikigai? It means having a purpose in life. The reason you wake up each morning. And the 4 rules. Do what you love. Do what you're good at. Do what the world needs. Do what you can be paid for. Makes sense. Number 2, Kaizen. K-A-I-Z-E-N. Kaizen. It means focusing on small improvements every day. Trying to become 1% better every day. Sounds like little things done consistently. 3, Shoshin. S-H-O-S-H-I-N. Shoshin. It's a concept from Zen Buddhism, which means approaching things with a beginner mindset. If your mind is empty, it is open to everything. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's mind, there are few. Number 4. Hara Hachi Bu. H-A-R-A, Hara, H-A-C-H-I, Hachi, B-U. This means to stop eating after you're 80% full. If you eat too much, you're more likely to feel lazy. That's a good point. 5, Shuren Yoku. In Japanese, means forest. Oh, the first word, shin. Is it shimren? Yoku. Shimren yoku. Shimren in Japanese means forest, and yoku means bath. It basically means that one should spend more time with nature. Oh, I get it. Get it? And 6, wabi sabi. This means that instead of perfection, one should find beauty in imperfection. Very popular one. Last one, Ganbaru. This means that one should be patient and do the best possible. There you go. Cured. Laziness cured. All right. The next one I'm going to read, go over, is a podcast. The Next Big Idea, and it was episode entitled Change, How to Excel When Everything is in Flux. And now these are just notes that I took, but I really liked it. Like I don't think I've ever took that many notes listening to a podcast before, but it was really, you know, some awesome bullet points that I would suggest to anyone to listen to. To be a mature adult is to have a constant conversation with change. I love that. I absolutely love that sentence. To be a mature adult is to have a constant conversation with change. I'm comfortable with change. I don't get thrown by change. One thing I can count on is change. And yet, we're just built, wired to be resistant to change. Then they had this one section where they talked about life is order, disorder, and reorder. And again, I was just like, I just totally made sense when I heard it. Like, okay, everything's good. And then this thing happens, this thing I didn't plan. What do? Well, you got to get through it, get over it, get around it. And then, okay, reorder again. Love that. We're bad, and this is the point I had just mentioned. We're bad at change. We're resistant to change. And one of the things, you know, through the reading I've done and self-reflection is, again, one thing you can count on is change, and we're resistant to it. So when I decided to do what I did at 52, quote-unquote, a spiritual journey, I was like, okay, I'm going to change things, you know, I'm going to change. I'm going to create my own change. So here are the four or five things that I've been pursuing for over 50 years, and I'm going to not do that. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to work on, but I know what I'm going to not work on. I know what I'm not going to pursue. And there again, then it was like, okay, well, who am I now? You know, if you take yourself out of what's familiar and put yourself in an unfamiliar world, environment, experience, that's how you're going to find out who you truly are. And the when it was talking about, you know, order and reorder, I thought of reorder as the reframing. You know, there's order and then there's disorder. Like you go through something, you know, you like me, I got older. And now the disorder was, well, I can't do what I used to do physically. It's like, well, reorder. Well, what is that again? Like what I've been saying recently is like, well, reframe. Reframe what a workout is. Reframe what success is. And that's something I think everybody has to do, because it's like, oh, you know, people are, you know, you're a kid. And you're like, oh, I want to be this. And it's like, why did you pick that? You have no idea. And you get a little bit older going, yeah, I've changed. And it's like, you know, what I really wanted was that, but then I pursued it, and the cost of it was so great that I wasn't happy. I didn't feel peaceful. I wasn't in balance. So I had to reframe what was important. I had to reframe what I wanted to pursue, what I wanted to achieve. It's another great line. The more we resist pain, the more we suffer. And it, you know, it was just, I mean, that's what I liked about the podcast. It was just this reminder, going, look, change is coming. Uncomfortable is coming. The more you don't want that to happen, the more you're just going to suffer. And it's said to be, you know, rugged and flexible. You know, you're rugged, you know, you're tough, you're durable, but you're flexible because change is coming. And this is another cool one that says brain is a prediction machine. And it made sense because, like, you go down, you don't go, oh, I'm going to turn this doorknob. Will the door open? I'm going to start my car. Will it start? I'm going to drive this way to, you know, work. Is it, am I going to get there? You know, the brain is like, look, this is what we're doing. We've done this. It's going to happen. It's going to go. So what happens is when it doesn't. So our brain is going, that's going to happen. It always does. And then it doesn't happen. And we get thrown. And it also said that, like, if the brain wasn't doing that, we'd have to, you know, that's what you do. You have to test it. You know, you'd have to test. Will this open? Will this start? If I do this, will this happen? I mean, every moment of your life would be a test because you don't know the outcome. So the brain becomes that prediction machine. If you do A, B, C, you're going to get D. If you go down and start your car, it'll start. You know, all those little things, just it's like in your brain going, if I flip this switch, if I turn this, the TV will come on. The computer will come on. Everything will work when I want it to. You know, the brain just like, yeah, that's how it's going to go. And then we get thrown when that next thing, you know, doesn't happen as we had thought it was. A shift in what we thought would happen can cause distress. Then it got into talking about broad identity versus narrow identity. If you kind of label yourself as one thing and it doesn't work out, then what? And it was just, I mean, again, there's so much of this episode. I should listen to it again as I'm talking about it. But here is a wonderful example. There's a speed skater, and I believe this is recently. Now, he's an Olympic athlete, okay? So he comes out training for the Olympics and says, I'm taking off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they're like, what do you mean? From like, the Olympians don't do that. They train, you know, 6-7 days a week every week. It's, you know, what they do. It's like, well, Olympians don't do that. But again, not that the speed skater was, you know, stating this or consciously, but he's like, if I put all my eggs into that one basket, everything I do, eat, breathe, live, drink, is to be the best speed skater. What if that doesn't happen? What if the Olympics got canceled? You know, what if I couldn't compete? I got sick. What if I competed and didn't win? It's like, well, then what? And this is, have other sources of meaning. What else is important to you? So this dude, speed skater, says, I'm taking off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, goes to the Olympics. He beat the world record by 13 seconds. Now, if you're aware of sports, you know, records are typically, you know, beaten by, you know, 0.001 or, you know what I mean, 0.0 something, you know, tenths of seconds. Maybe a second or two once in a great while. But 13 seconds. And what did that dude do? Did it differently. What exactly did he do? You know, it was just like, well, if I, everything I, you know, again, of 100% of my focus is on being a speed skater. And something happens to that that I didn't have planned. It's just such a huge, devastating blow. Versus the guy that's going, look, I'm going to work really hard on that for 4 days. But 3 days, I'm going to do this stuff. Balance. And again, when I just hear that, when I see it, I get this picture of my mind going, do what's sustainable. Like, I can do that. I can bang out 4 days, and then I can enjoy these three and get this stuff done. And I mean, it just makes me feel good. It fills me up. It's just, it's everything. It's like, wow, he did it. He could do it. And he liked it. Liked how it made him feel. That's sustainable. You know, you've got that drive going, I liked that. You know, it's been kind of my thing. You know, I've never been that, oh, I worked 80. Well, I believe I have worked a lot of hours in a week, but not like at one job where it's like, that's the one thing I'm doing and I'm going to put everything into that. I've always, I don't know, just had a natural kind of ability to have some sort of balance. Like, I remember, you know, I got to go to school and college, and I got to go to work. Then I'm going to go to karate, and then I'm going to go to the gym. You know, I always, you know, did, you know, to me, kind of like both sides. You know what I mean? I wasn't just going to do, or just, oh, I'm just going to do athletics. You know, I'm not going to go to school. I'm not going to get an education. I'm not going to try to get a job, or, you know what I mean? It wasn't like this just one solo pursuit. Now, again, there are amazing people that have done that, that have just pursued that one thing and have become amazing at it. Now, Were they peaceful? Were they content? You know, did they have balance in their life? Did they like who they were? I mean, no one knows. Now, again, if you want to beat a world record and you want to, you know, that pursuit to consume you, you can do that, and then maybe you break the world record. But I think when you do that, you break the world record, you're like, okay, that didn't, like, I mean, it doesn't make everything wonderful. You had this kind of bad journey. You know, it wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't really rewarding. It was just, you know, this single pursuit to get it. And then you get it, and it's like, well, you know, what you practice is who you become. So now you're that version of you. You know, you shut off other people, you shut off other things, and you just closed up. And, you know, who knows what version of you you became in that pursuit to get that external, you know, ring that little bell, whatever that was. So I know it's been a minute since I put a podcast out, and Nico was gone on vacation, and I was like, well, when he's gone, I'm going to record one. And I just never thought I had, like, you know, enough kind of, data on my sticky notes to come up with an episode. And then this kind of big thing happened. And by the next week, I was in it and didn't have my thoughts organized. And by the next week, this whole moment in life had, you know, evolved, had changed, had affected me. And I was drained mentally, emotionally, and just didn't have that in, you know, I emailed Nico and I said, you know, I'm just feel drained and spent and too much so to share or talk about what drained and, you know, why I'm spent. And that's what I'm going to share about now, because I got all these kind of sticky notes that were just pretty random going along for, like, you know, 3-4 weeks, and all of a sudden it was like this big event. So I'm like, well, how do I tie it in? Do I cover it all? Do I not? And honestly, recording a podcast over the last, you know, 2 weeks just really, really slid down the priority list because of what happened. So I have no idea what I'm even giving this episode a title to, because even starting it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go over those things, I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm like, okay, I'll figure it out. So, like, again, the episode title is kind of like, well, like the takeaway, the big kind of theme, the thing I was thinking about, the thing I couldn't let go of. You know, it was just kind of like really, you know, that's how it's been in the past. And again, I just didn't, like, ever have a moment where I'm like, okay, here is my message and this is what I'm going to say. Like, it just never really came to me, hence why I never sat down to record it. And again, plate was full, had things to deal with, you know, wasn't going to beat myself up. So here I am recording the podcast with no title as of right now. So there were 2 days, a Friday and a Saturday, and they were like the two best days ever. So this would probably be about a month ago. So in September. And not like in the past, if I'd be associated with people and something I would tell someone. Like, again, personal growth is very, very quiet. So my whole thing has been focusing on this solid day. You know, chop wood, carry water, you know, have this list of things that I do. And it's, you know, last few months, it's just gotten bigger and gotten bigger. And again, not perfect, not every day, but, you know, the meditating, you know, journaling, you know, just the one thing to the next thing, to the next thing, staying present, staying, you know, mindful, just being able to do that. And it was up at 5, and it was the Friday, and all of a sudden it was 3:00. And I was like, you know, I sat down to read, and I, you know, sat down to 8, but, you know, one thing to the next thing. I was calm. I was present. I wasn't thinking about anything else. I was just like, you know, did my thing and then went to the next thing. And then I was like, wow, that's like 10 hours. Like, you know, like that was the biggest thing because I was doing pretty good, but like it'd be noon or it'd be 1:30 and I would just kind of like peter out. And, you know, actually Scott, talking to Scott about it, he's like, yeah, I always get tired around 2 or 3 and I'll lay down with, you know, his dog, you know, Norman. He goes, I do that almost every day. So I was like, oh, well, I can take that little break and come back, maybe do something from 4 to 5. So again, it was just this growing and, you know, it was just, again, working on yourself is just a wonderful thing. You know, when you get past a lot of the yucky stuff, like where I am now, definitely, you know, imperfect, flawed, but, you know, making huge gains and feeling, you know, these rewards, the fruits of my labor. And it's such a great, you know, motivation. So I wasn't like, again, it wasn't this, oh, excitement, oh my, you know, it wasn't, and that was the great thing. I was like, oh, what? You know, and this big quote that I've been talking about lately, you know, what you practice is who you're becoming. I just sat there at 3 o'clock going, wow, I've had a day I've always kind of wanted. I mean, when I got to this version of me, I was like, this is what I want to do. I've, you know, I've got way more time than money. How do I utilize that time? If I do things that serve me, I'm going to feel better. I'm going to grow. I'm going to evolve. I'm going to gain clarity. I'm going to see things differently. My priorities will change. The things around me will change because I'm changing. And that's what's been happening for 8 years. So there's at no point is there like a bad, like, oh, I'm not going to continue that or that didn't work out. It was like, you know, a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. But, you know, fast forward that, that's a lot better over X amount of years. So highly aware. And that was it. I didn't, like, you know, get a big dinner or celebrate. Or I didn't do anything. I just went to bed. Got up next morning, meditated, you know, journaled, took care of, you know, whatever the thing was. And I was like, man, 2 days in a row, and I was so excited because, again, this is what I'm pursuing. This is what I'm working on, and I'm doing well. Like, again, I hadn't really done that day like Friday I'd ever done it, and I just did it twice in a row. And, again, I was like, oh, you know, I wasn't overexcited. I wasn't like, my world's perfect. Everything's fixed. It was just, I was just calm with the information. I get up the next day, and I'm like, I'm going to do my beach run with Zen. And we're hanging out, and I end up just staying at one beach, and Zen ended up playing with this dog and running around, and all of a sudden I'm getting ready to leave, and Zen's laying down. I go, come here, and he gets up, and he's just completely, like, not moving his back leg. And I'm like, what? Like, when did this even happen? Like I didn't, you know, I mean, I just saw him walking around playing, and everything was fine, and he laid down, and that was it. And it's, like, not working. Like, he's not walking. And I just pick him up, and, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a bigger walk to the car of where I park because, you know, he was fine. So I'm going to, you know, go where I normally go. So I'm carrying him up, and, you know, and now in hindsight, I mean, I can talk about, and this was kind of it. Like, I didn't really have this clear vision, but now I see everything a lot clearer. Again, that's, you know, the joy of hindsight. When Zen had his last knee surgery, you know, it was an hour into the surgery. I get a phone call and they're like, hey, Zen's other knee isn't great. We can give him a shot for $100. It will probably help him. I'm like, yeah, do it. So ever since then, it's been on my mind. I mean, I got through it, you know, got the money, $6,000, and, you know, all the trauma and, you know, just everything about it, you know, got through it. But in my mind, that seed had been planted. He's got another knee. Because there was about 2 weeks before this where that same leg, I seemed to be like he was limping. And I gave him a pain pill, and the next morning he woke up and he was fine. And I'm like, well, once in a while those things happen. Just limping, and then it's gone. I'm like, okay, kept him low impact, you know, and maybe that's when it, you know, the ACL tore a little bit. And then, you know, the pain pill made him feel better, and it was fine. I kept him low impact. So it's like, okay, you can have a slight tear and you know, be okay, and then whatever he was doing that day, tore it the rest of the way. It was like done. So Sunday night, again, there was just like how I can look at my life, observe it, experience. That's the win. That's the takeaway. Like that's probably what the message is, you know, and it's something to do with the title because like, you know, a kick in the groin and the you know, an older version of me is like, I had these two amazing days and then this happened and, you know, and why and what, you know, what could, just all this other stuff in, would have been in my head. And it was just like, I went, yep, that's life. I had these two amazing days and I completely understand why, how, you know, it didn't like, oh, everything's going to be wonderful. I've perfected life. It was just like, yep, I can do that. I did that. I know what makes me feel better. It was just empowering. You know, again, I've been, you know, I've said, you know, solid day, working on a solid day, building a solid day for, you know, I think pretty much for this whole entire year. And in my mind is like, I think Zen's probably going to need knee surgery. So it's Sunday. I got to wait, get up the next morning, make an appointment. It's like, you know, come in that Wednesday. So again, now here's like the time starts passing and I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm going to say. I mean, Zen just got hurt. I haven't brought him to the vet, you know, so Wednesday is the last day to turn in the podcast to Nico. And it would be like, I just, you know, I don't know what to say yet. So then it would just pass. And then I would, you know, it would be like, okay, I got information. He's got to have surgery. And they set it up for like the following, like it was like 10 days away. So I was like, okay, now I'm in this holding pattern. Now, that was just as far as recording the podcast. Like I wasn't really sure, like, okay, I had some sticky notes, but then Zen got hurt. So that's the thing. But I don't know how bad. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what to talk about. And I'm like, this is what's on my plate. This is what I got to deal with. I don't got to come up with how to share it on a podcast right now. So I just move forward. Now, Zen had knee surgery before and it was traumatic and I was stressed and the cat, everything just completely got to me and it was hard. Like it was just a hard thing. And Zen had been hurt once before, didn't need surgery. He was in a splint for like 2-3 months, but you know, it was still like $2,800. It was still stressful. It was the first time, you know, Zen couldn't go for walks in the beach. And so that was even traumatic for me. So now we are here the third time. So already there's some, not, you know, yay familiarity, but yeah, I've been here. Zen's been hurt. We've been through this before. We've kind of sat around all day after day with minimal exercise, go out, go to the bathroom, come back in, and, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do all day? And Zen can, da, 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 da. I've been there. I've done that. So there's a little bit of, again, with the familiarity, there's a little bit of ease that, all right, but I'm like, if I go in and come out and it's the same, it's like, you know, like another $6,000. But again, like that was there. I wasn't dwelling on it. I wasn't bumming out. It was just, so I forget. Yeah, now it'll be hard remembering all the, you know, the timeline exactly, but I think it was a day before his appointment or 2 days before his appointment. And I was like, okay, if it's this, what am I going to do? And then in the back of my mind, there was like, what if I did a GoFundMe? And again, I've mentioned before, really hard for me to ask, not, you know, not built like that. And I struggle. I really struggle emotionally. Like, what does that mean if you have to ask for help? You know, it's like, how bad are you of a person if you have to ask, you know, just all that junk stuff is in whatever. There's no good reason for me to hate asking for help. It's not a positive thing. But no, I don't like asking for help. It makes me completely uncomfortable. But I had some help with the first surgery. I had a couple clients that gave me money and it like rocked my world, like kind of just in a positive, overwhelming way. I was like, wow, that's, and again, at that time I was like, I felt stuff I've never felt before and I wouldn't have felt it had Zen not gotten hurt. Fact. So now we fast forward and I call up Scott. They go, hey, what do you think of people who do GoFundMe? And he's like, it's fine. A bunch of different people do it for a bunch of different reasons. I gave it the green light. And I dropped, I think I was at the vet, and Zen went back to find out, like, if he's going to, you know, like the appointment was, and I started the GoFundMe process on my phone. Like, I didn't know what the deal was. I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't know the money. I didn't know anything. But I was just like, you know, I'm tapped, you know. And I just remember sitting there, and it was pretty easy. Like, by the end, I was like, you know, put in the amount, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll put in 6,000, just because I didn't know. I mean, I had no clue, but I'm like, you know, worst case scenario, plan for the worst, hope for the best. Guy came out, says, oh, come on back. I went back. Vet looks at me and goes, yep, same thing, same tear, torn all the way, same surgery, same cost. And I was like, all right. Now, here's a bummer of a moment that I actually kind of forgot about in the big picture of everything. But I had gotten upset a few times at that veterinarian office. And in my mind, for good reason. But it was just like the auto body place. I had every right to feel what I felt. To say what I said. You know, really, actually, but that night I was like, how do you feel? And after all that, you know, frustration and miscommunication, and, you know, I would call for something and I get one answer, and then a couple weeks later I'm like, hey, this is still this way, and they're like, oh, it's this, and I'm like, well, that's not what you said the last, and I would just get mad. And then I was talking to someone on the phone, and they're like, well, if you don't like it here, don't come back. And I was like, what? And that I just flew out of the house, drove down there, and I didn't care. I did not care if I caused, you know, a commotion, if I raised my, I just did not care, because no one was going to mess with me, my dog, or my time. Why? That's what my dad did. So now I'm this big, you know, grown-up man and yelling and screaming at the world that no one's going to do that to me. And hyper-vigilant. Like this just, you know, hypersensitivity to even, don't think you're going to do that. Do not do that to me. This will not happen. Like, you know, it's just, now, last surgery was April, May, June, July, August, and I've grown, and I've changed. And I know I have, and I know, you know, again, it just seemed like it changed quick, and I know how long I've been working on me, so it wasn't quick. But there was an evolution from Zen's first knee surgery to this one for me personally. So I'm in there, I'm like, kind of knew it was going to be the knee, thought it was, planned on it, kind of planned on it being, you know, up to $6,000, you know, already looked for a solution, you know, okay, GoFundMe. I wasn't going to get upset. I wasn't going to whatever. And I was just, you know, kind of a different version of me. So I'm about done with that appointment. And the doctor says, I just need to talk to you for a second, the veterinarian. And right away, it's like I kind of sensed it. And this was like a yucky, yucky experience. Because again, I'm growing all the time. I know I want to get better. I know the version I want to be. I know how far I've come. I want to hold on to feeling good. But I wrote a quote one time, and it said, you know, one of the hardest things about personal growth is, you know, realizing who you were, you know, the versions you were in the past. And he said, and he's a French guy, and he's got this accent. I just need to talk to you for a moment. And he just said, you know, how you know, talk to my staff. He goes, I know my staff isn't perfect, but, you know, your temper and, you know, they kind of, you know, made them afraid. And I was just like, put my head down. I'm like, I'm sorry. I know. And I just swallowed it all. I didn't say, well, you did this and you didn't do that. Like, one of the first things that bummed me out is he was 40 minutes late. And I'm like, 15, I'll wait. 20, I'll wait. You start going 25, 30 minutes waiting for an appointment, and your dog's, you know, sitting there in, you know, pain and uncomfortable, and you want to have this thing done, and you're anxious, and it's like 40 was just, and he looked, and I walked in that moment, and he goes, traffic. And I just felt like that's the worst answer in the world for people in LA. And I'm not going to get all on this tangent. But again, there were just moments where I was just like, oh my God. But it was like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? They did this right. Zen likes him. You can tell he's good. You like the people there. I mean, it was all these positives. And I'm like, okay, and here's some negatives. Go to any other vet. You're going to find some positives and negatives. You know, the positive ones here were all, you know, Zen, it went well for Zen. Did I have some issues? Yeah. Did I get mad? Yeah. Did I have some frustrations? Yeah. Could I have handled it better, differently? Yes, of course. Okay, stay here. Keep going to this guy. And then I had to kind of eat that humble pie. And it was in the moment going, hey, you know, just a few short months ago, you were this version of you. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got, okay. Can we move forward? Yeah, I'm not that version anymore. I don't want to talk about that. And I had to sit there. And I had to go, yep, I know. I understand. Yep. And they said, I was just, you know, going through a lot. And it, you know, it was just a hard time for me. And, you know, just more prepared this time. He's like, okay, cool. As long as we're on the same page. You know, he's super cool about it. I was like, okay, great. So the positive was like, look, he ain't dwelling on it. He ain't making a big deal out of it. Don't make a big deal out. Don't dwell on it. He's like, look, let's get on the same page and move forward. I'm like, I'm all about that. Let's do that. So again, this better version of me didn't beat myself up. But that was an uncomfortable moment. But I knew it was, again, now I'm a better version looking at that older version. That's why there's discomfort. If I was that same version, I wouldn't feel different. And I would have said, yay, what about this? What about that? You know, I would have been arguing or just as mad. But I had grown. I had evolved. And that's when, you know, the humble pie happens. You got to look at only 4 or 5 months ago, you were this version of you. This is how you handled things. That's just sad. But again, I had 2 best days in my life and wasn't, again, reframing best. But best days, like, what do you mean best? Like, okay, where I am now, this version of me, I know what I'm striving for, working on, trying to do, accomplish. I had the best 2 days of that ever. And again, if I kind of just started doing this stuff, then it's ever in my life. And then, boom, Sunday, Zen's hurt. Vet, come back, make an appointment. Okay, he needs surgery. Set up the surgery. $6,000. What are you going to do? And the thing Scott and I share a lot is like, who are you going to be? How do you want to feel? Like, I get that was not planned. I get that was uncomfortable. I get that hurt. I get it. But, okay, how do you like how that feels? Because if you hold on to that, you're going to hold on to that feeling. You want to change that feeling, change what you're thinking about, change what you're focused on. Like, what are you going to do now? And I was just like, yeah, I kind of thought it might be 6,000. Kind of came up with a plan to do a GoFundMe. No idea if that'll work. I've never, you know, done something like that. Never, ever asked anybody for, you know, help with money. So I'm like, no clue. And I'm like, you know, step one. It got kind of basic. It's like, okay, take Zen to the vet. Okay, he needs surgery. Make an appointment. Now what? Wait for that surgery. You know, what are you going to do with the money? Well, I started this. What's going to happen? And again, this was such an amazing, you know, learning event for me because I woke up the next morning and I'm like, all right, let's see. Because I posted it like 6 o'clock the night before. And I got up the next morning. And immediately the first thing was, what if it's crickets, like silence, and not one person donated? And I froze. And I was like, what would that mean? Like, and I wasn't like so conscious of it, but it was like, you know, if like you're a bad person, no one donated, you know, no one. And I was like, oh my God, cancel it. I'll take it back. I didn't put it out there. I didn't ask for it. Like, I was just like, and it was like 30 seconds, but it went to like 100 in that few short seconds. The kind of panic and it just, physically looking at me, you wouldn't have said, wow, Tom's experiencing something right now. But I could just tell what was happening inside. And I went to my email and all I saw, donation, donation, donation. And I think I was on my phone, so I had to scroll up. And I scrolled up like twice. So I saw like, I don't know, like maybe 7. And I just started crying. Like, it was like all the way from the fear of what if no one does to, I think it was 10 I got by the next morning. Like, did it at 6 o'clock at night, and here it is 6 o'clock in the morning, and I had gotten 10. And it was such a positive, like, overwhelming feeling, like the hugest hug from the universe. Like, I had never, ever felt that. Now, again, I had went from right before, it's like, what if no one donates? And you're that horrible of a person. You know, it went from that to, oh, my God, not one, not a couple, but like 10. And it was just like, again, just bawling, just eyes, tears flowing. And I think I probably text Scott like right away. I don't even remember right now. But it was just, again, one of the most... I know if I look back celebrating like a birthday with a bunch of people or celebrating Christmas or having one of these planned, special, huge kind of moments, it was that, but it was solo. You know, I just was like, I just felt so worthy. It was just such a wonderful thing. So now again, here it is. Another $6,000, another knee surgery. Zen can't walk. You got to carry Zen. You're going to have to sit around day after day after day and not take him anywhere and deal with that. And I'm like, yeah. It wasn't new. It wasn't unfamiliar. I knew exactly what was going to happen. And like that, I don't know, like the first day it was like, you know, like $1,500 or something. Then one client gave me like $1,000 and it was just like this. All of a sudden I was like, I only need this much. Like, I could put that on the credit, you know, like right away. It was like, I can do this. Like, whatever I got to do, like to put on a credit, you know, I have a credit card, you know what? So if it's 4,000 or 3,000 or 2,000, but it won't be six. Like day one, it was, it won't be six. And again, it was like, and my mentality, my thinking, you know, online with the proper old training, what can I do? And it was just like, you know, I got the hip harness, you know, take Zen out, move him around. And he was a champ. And like, you know, after a few days, he was like, okay, that leg doesn't work. I'm good. Can we run? Can I jump? Can I go up the steps? And I had to keep like keeping him mellow. And I was like, just this reminder. It's like, yeah, I get it. That leg doesn't work. Yeah, but these three do. I'm fine. And I'm like, if he's fine and I know where I am, I'm like, yeah, making, you know, got the, I'm like raising money. You know, I know what's happening. I have, you know, the appointment set for the surgery. I got nothing to think about, nothing to do. You know, I was just like, and again, aware of that. You know, it didn't matter if I was on step one waiting for step two. I was running scenarios, hypotheticals, letting stories take over my mind in the past. And I'm going, all right, I got to drop them off. Like, that's it. So then the day happens. And, you know, Scott texted me that morning and he's like, you know, he kind of said something like, oh no, what was that? Oh, I texted him after. I said, all right, just drop Zen off. And he goes, okay, now the hard part starts. And I said, I'm good. I said, it was this feeling like I was going to run to the veterinary, to Santa Monica, to this co-op where I buy these power pancakes for my breakfast. So I just get in the car and I start driving. You know, I'm just doing my thing and going, and I'm not, like, I'm aware I'm okay. I'm not going, hey, by the way, Zen, and not all conscious, but I'm just like, I know I'm fine. And now it's like, oh my God, Zen's in the, there's no panic. There's no fear. There's no stress. There's no doubt. There's no anxiety. There's just nothing. And I remember the last time Zen was getting surgery, I was at the park. And I was stretching, doing the one-legged yoga thing. And I'm like, I feel pretty good. Like, Zen's having knee surgery. And I have to go to the dentist before I pick him up. And I'm like, and I feel good right now. Like, that's like, those two things hanging over my head should be destroying my brain right now, my mind. And it's not. So just, again, highly aware. This version of me is having a different experience than he's had his entire life. So now I'm driving, I text Scott, go and drop them off, and he's like, hey, tough part. And I think he meant, like, you get home and the house is empty kind of thing, and I'm like, I'm good, like I really was. And this is the day that something happened that had never happened before, as long as I had Zen, where I was like all of a sudden consciously aware that I was having a good day without Zen. And then that, like a little bit of that I struggled with, it's like, well, what is that? And it's like, it doesn't mean anything. It's not saying, it's not anything. It's just, you know where Zen is, you know what's happening, and you're doing you. You're having a solid day, which inevitably makes you feel good. So you feel good in lieu of not being with Zen, in lieu of Zen having surgery. And it was profound. Because again, last time when he was in surgery, I was like, okay, you know, you're doing it. You know, Zen's in surgery, and in lieu of that, you're... And this wasn't like that. It wasn't like I was like holding on to one thing and trying to force another. I was just like, I just know how I felt. And I was like, God, this is crazy. And then the next level comes in. So this is where like clouds are passing. You just let them pass. Like that thought came in. I wasn't like, what does it mean? You're having a great day without Zen. Like what? It's like, no, I just, hey, I just feel good. You know, Zen's not here and I feel good. And then this cloud passes and it's like, that's what it will be like when Zen's gone. And I wasn't inviting that one in for tea. I was like, all right, just let, like, okay, I get it, but I'm not going to sit here and think about that. Like, okay, this is what it will be like. I'll be fine. Okay, just for a moment, and then let it pass. And then just went forward. And that was something I wasn't even sure if I was going to share, because it's like this level of, you know, thoughts are coming into my mind that were never came in. You know, a level of peace, a level of empowerment, a level of security, a level of stability. You know, of just this faith, and not that good will always happen. That no matter what happens, I'll be fine. Like that's literally where I was like, okay, now you know. You don't know what's coming. You can't stop what's coming, but whatever comes, you'll handle it. And, you know, Scott was actually the person, you know, he kind of, you know, gave me the green light to do the GoFundMe. But then he said, you know, as far as asking for help, he says, it's not like you're asking, you know, for you, like you want to go buy something. It's like you're asking for Zen. And that just clicked for me. Like it just turned. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll like, that's going to be uncomfortable, but I'll do it for Zen. Like, I'm doing this for Zen. It's just like it, you know, it twisted a little bit for me. So then I was, like, at peace asking, and, you know, I got online and made a video, and the next thing you know, it was 3,000, and it was 4,000, and then it got over 5,000, and I ended up getting $5,605. So I had to come up with the extra. And, you know, went and got Zen, picked him up. I know he's tired. Get home, give him more pain pills. I know he's pain pills. I know he's knocked out. Probably not going to eat or drink the first day. You know, might not go to the bathroom the first, you know, all these things I knew and I was aware of, and it was paid for and it was done. And it was just all this, you know, again, none of that, if explained to me, described to me in the past, would sound like, oh, that was rewarding, that was fulfilling, that was a good time. But here I am in it, and then it's exactly what I feel. You know, again, this, I had this thing about, like, what really matters, what really matters. I was thinking that was going to be the next episode, like, what really matters, because it's just how you respond. And it's like, it's the circumstances that don't matter. They just don't. It's like, okay, this happened, this almost happened, then this happened and it was worse. And then it's like, what are you doing? What choices are you making? That's what matters. So I checked my balance like twice that day, you know, just so I was like, you know, okay, that's, you know, like a lot of money. I typically have that much money in my account. I just wanted to make sure, because, you know, just, I don't know, it's just a little like, you know, I just want to make sure. I'm going there and I run my card and it's declined twice. Like, that's kind of why you check your balance twice. You don't want anything in that moment. You're picking up your dog from knee surgery and it's the end of the day and you're like, what? A problem with my card? But here's the greatest thing. I look at my clock. It's 4 o'clock and I'm like, you know, my bank's pretty close. I go, I'll just go there. And the guy's like, yeah, we're open till 6. That's it. No. I mean, like when the card declined the first time and the second time, it was like this little bit of a squeeze. But I mean, wait, I know there's money. I mean, something is, you know, obviously funky. But hey, so get in the car, drive, and literally in like 4 minutes, I'm at the bank. Go in, low line, walk up, tell the lady, hey, I'm at da da. And she's like, okay. She goes, yeah. She goes, what's your withdrawal limit? I was like, what? She goes, what's your withdrawal limit? I'm like, I don't know what a withdrawal limit is. And she goes, yeah, you actually have it. You can set it, get the app, and you can change it. And she goes, let me check. She goes, yeah, your withdrawal limit is 3,000. So that's why it was, you know, declined. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. I can change that. I know what happened. I know why it happened. Got the cash, got out, you know, went back. You know, I was there at like 4:20, you know, like I was just left and back within no time at all, and pay, and it was like, but again, right there, I was like, that would have just been set me into panic. And again, that version of me set into panic, it just seemed like that quick, wonderful answer never came. It would just get worse. It was like one of my favorite quotes is how one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of that test. I was like, okay, my card got declined. Now I got declined a second time. Okay. Next step, can I go to the bank? What time is it? Are they open? Yes, go. Get to the bank. Find out. Oh, I can get the money? Okay, now what? Go back and pay. You know, it was just, there wasn't any. And I'm like, and that's a new experience. I know exactly what it was like being me for 50 years. The amount of tension, panic, stress, anxiety, worry, fear that I carried and dealt with. It's just like familiar to me. And when that's gone, when that dissipates, when that decreases, yo, I'm like the first one that's highly aware of that. And when I'm, again, at the vet, and the vet's like, let me pull you aside and talk to you about your temper last time. And now this time, I'm like, hey, my card got declined. Let me go get the, you know, let me just go get the cash out of the bank. I'll be right back. Come back, pay for it. No problem with the surgery. You know, a couple people are like, oh, you know, hope Zen's going to be okay. And I'm like, I get it. You know, he's having knee surgery, and that's how I felt the first time. Like, what? And this time I just, like, I dropped him off. I'm like, I know he's going to be fine. I had that feeling. I just had that feeling. I'm like, I'm going to go do whatever I need to do, and I'll get a phone call, and we pick him up. There's the next step. Drop him off at this time. Pick him up at this time. Nothing for me to do. Limit the amount of worry. Limit the story that my mind is trying to write of the hypotheticals that could, might happen. You know, whatever, I just did it. I just didn't participate in that. And it was just, again, I'm highly aware of that. So a real troubling, tense moment becomes rewarding because I'm aware, I'm a better version of me in it. So therefore, every bad moment, I'm going, hey, I'm doing better. And every time there's a challenging moment, it's the first thing I realize is I'm like, wow, I'm handling this better. I did this way better. Look at me. Look at what I'm able to do. It's just, again, that's the fire that I'm flaming. So it just gets huge and it's just in my head. And I'm like, all right. And then, you know, I just come home and then that was the whole thing. And I was just kind of like in it. And I'm like, I had a video I put online. And I said, when something happens in life, it's like it just hits you and it's like it just takes all your power away and you feel this just empty, helpless feeling. What do you need to do? Take your power back. How do you do that? Control the things you can. So if you're focused in the moment, controlling the things you can, you're not letting your mind wander. You're not letting those negative stories affect you. So again, you're doing better. But by doing those things that serve you, that keep you in a good place, and you do that, and you become a better version of you, you start liking that, depending on that, and counting on that. And then again, from that vista, you have this clarity of looking at things. You know, it's like okay, Zen's hurt. Bring him to the vet. Okay, he needs surgery. Do you have the money? Not really. Can you get it? I'm uncomfortable. Don't care if you're comfortable or not. Can you do the GoFundMe? Okay, did it. How's it? You know, just boom, boom, drop Zen off. Pick Zen up. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing, next thing, next thing. And that, again, the takeaway. It does, the circumstances don't matter. It's the version that you are, the version that you want to be, the version that you're practicing. That's who you're going to be. And again, you know, come to my well by the water I sell. That's what I'm selling. You know, I look at this podcast and I'm like, okay, I had a message. I've had a message the whole time and it really hasn't changed. Be grateful. Like this whole time I was thankful. I was crazy thankful for the first knee surgery because of everything I experienced. Not for it happening. Again, being thankful in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. So now you fast forward and I'm like, I'm having more support, more love, kindness, kind remarks, messages than I've ever received in my life. And I'm at a place where I'm highly aware of what's real, what's not real, what's sincere. Like, I'm just highly aware, and I know how bad it could be. I know it could be worse. So I'm sitting here getting money and messages and love and support, and I'm like, again, I've been kind of solo for quite a while, and I'm not poor Tom in it. But I'm just saying, like, this stuff I've never felt. And why am I feeling it? It's because Zen got hurt. Because Zen needs knee surgery. And because I asked for money. I asked for help. So again, you look at those things going, those are not good things. Those are all. And what did it do? Turned out to be, again, this is what I started saying. Like, the if you said, just name a few of your best moments in the last 2 years. Sprained my ankle last year. Zen's first knee surgery in April. Zen's second knee surgery in October. It's like, what? How can those three, like, how can I even be in the top, you know, 100 versus the top three? Because what I experienced. And I'm like, I'm right now recording this going, I'm highly aware of some dope stuff that happens when you go through gnarly things. And I'm not sitting here hoping for gnarly things to happen, but I know they're coming. I know I can't stop them. And when they do, I know I'm going to get through it. And I'm probably going to get through it and be better. Why? Ta-da. Just, again, 2 + 2 = 4. I've been here. I've done it. I've seen worse versions of me. I've seen other versions of me. I've had different experiences. And now where I am. So, my desktop, we got iMac, it's old. I got iPhone 10, it's old. And tech gets old and stops working and it slows down and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So again, you know, this is all the time, you know, I'm doing a GoFundMe for Zen for another second knee surgery. So I'm not looking for for new stuff. And all of a sudden I get an email and it's from my carrier and it says, hey, you paid off your phone, check out our deals on a new iPhone 15. I went, totally had forgot. But this, I that's how I got this last iPhone, is I was like, oh, you can put whatever it is, $15 a bill, and every month you pay it off. And I think it was actually 3 years. Totally forgot, never thought about it. And all of a sudden, I was like, but I was aware that my bill had gone down recently. And I was just like, okay, cool, went down. I didn't go like, oh, why'd that go down? So I call up this woman, her name's Sheila, and we start to just, we just get along, and I'm in a good mood, you know, I'm feeling, you know, I just feel positive, and I'm like calling going, okay, this isn't going to work out. There's no way I'm getting an iPhone 15. I'm not even looking for that, but maybe I could get a newer phone, like a 12 or something. But the odds are they're going to be like, oh, you need to pay this up front, do something. I'm like, yeah, I can't afford that. So I was fine. Hanging up the phone going, all right, I use my phone. Because, I mean, it makes calls. It works as a phone. It's just the one thing I started doing was making the videos, and the microphone's messed up. And it's, you know, not that great of a camera compared to the new ones, but it's like, it works. It's fine. And right now where I am, I'm like, I'm fine. I'll do it. Mic's a little messed up, but whatever. It could be so much worse. So I'm fine. I go into the conversation with that attitude. And then, you know, she's like, okay, let's look. And she goes, I don't think I can get a 12, but she's like, let's look at this 13. And she's like, oh, you know, if we split it up, you can, you know, a month you can get. So all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to get a new phone today. This is pretty cool. She's like, well, hold on. And she starts telling me about, she's got a son. And I don't know what disability he had, but he was challenged in an area, but he liked to work out and he liked fitness. And we talked about that we were on about that. And then she said she had another son that was in the army, and I forgot what she said the other son was doing. So she sounded like a single mother, and she started telling that she was, you know, talking about her son with a disability and going, I don't want him to be limited. Like, you can't work out, you can't go to a gym, you know, you can't do those things. It's like, I don't want to. And I just loved it. Like, not putting her son in a box and not going, well, you know, they say you can't do this or you can do this, and, you know, this is what you should or shouldn't do. She's like, no, I just want him to do whatever, you know, like, just, you could just tell that she wanted to support her sons, no matter what they did, how they did it. And she's like, and I never thought I would be here doing this job, you know, a rep for a phone company this long. So it's like, she wasn't doing what she loved. She was doing what she had to. And she was doing what she had to because what she wanted to do, what she wanted to be, was a great mother. And she was a great mother. So I end up telling her, before any deal was made, I go, you have my phone number, obviously. You keep it for your personal use. And if you ever want to call me, ask a question about fitness, or your son wants to chat, FaceTime about anything, I said, I would completely be willing to do that. You know, just as a compliment to, like, her, is like how great of a mother she was. Now, we're on the phone like over an hour. And we're like, I'm like, this doesn't ever happen to me, just so you know. Like, I've never been on a phone with a, you know, someone from a company and said, hey, keep my number for, you know, your personal use and call me. And, you know, I'm, and it was just, but it was just a wonderful conversation. Like, I was like, is this the stuff that's happening in my life? Cool. You know, because I was like, hey, I might get a new phone, but nothing was done. I didn't know. We didn't even go over any numbers, but I just said, look, however this phone call ends, you have my number. And I think you're a great mom, and there's just a compliment or reward, however you want to look at it, that if you ever need to ask somebody, I'm here. And I just felt great saying that because I meant it. And it wasn't something I obviously had planned. So she said, well, here, let me look at this 14. So now we're looking at the iPhone 14. She says, well, if we added the 13, you know, she's doing numbers. She goes, it's like $15 a month. If we do the 14, it's $13 a month. If you do auto pay, because I wasn't signed up for auto pay or whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And I'm like, a 14. And I said, okay, so is that trading in? She says, nope. She goes, that's straight out. You get the 14 for less than 13. And she goes, all right. She says, hold on a second. Let me look into something. So she just kept looking and kept looking, which I was like, you go, do what you need to do. And she's like, well, if we do your trade in, and she goes, we can get you a 15. And it was less than the 13 and less than the 14. Like, they're around, you know, $14, $15 a month. And again, how it all worked out, I don't know. But she goes, we can get you the 15 for $13. And I was like, I'm getting off the phone with the iPhone 15. I'm like, I knew the camera got really good, like around 12, you know, the 12 model or the 13. And I was like, just something that, like, worked, where I could just count on it and use it. And a few days later, I get it. I didn't even talk to Nico about this. We were supposed to chat, but we haven't chatted yet since his vacation. So I get this new phone, and I'm like, okay, just, you know, transfer it over and then, you know, delete your old phone and turn it in. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, how am I going to do that? So I kind of accidentally have the two phones together, and the one's like, oh, okay, start doing this. And I'm like, they're communicating already. I'm like, oh, okay, I probably just got to stay out of the way and this will all happen. So I'm like, okay, cool. it's still, I started like one evening around 5 o'clock, and it still took me to until the next day just to everything to transfer. But, you know, I was able to do it, and I was like so stoked. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, get on your old phone and delete everything. And I was like, okay, did I do everything right? And I did. And then I got to the store, and it's like, all I got to do is turn it in. And it's in my iPhone 10's in really great shape. And so I was able to get like $350 for it. So it's like everything worked out like the best way possible, like the best case scenario. And then I dropped it off to the girl, and I goes, that's it, everything I had to do. And she's like, yeah. And I said, how old are you? And she's like, 22. And I go, wow. I said, okay, so this might have, you know, I'm like, I'm at a point now where I was like, I had no idea if I was going to be able to do it. But I said, the fact that I could do it and I did it, it was such a victory for me. I go, you know, younger kids, you know, you grow up with it, you know, it's like part of who you are is technology. But I said, to walk in and be like, wow, I got a new phone, transferred it, deleted my old phone all on my own, all by myself without asking for help, I thought I was just a rock star. But again, I thought, there's no way I was thinking about even getting a new phone at that time. And I'm like, well, maybe you can get a new phone. I'm like, well, that'd be cool. It's just a little better, a little newer. That's all I need. I'm not asking for, you know, anything super great. And it's like, no, you can get the 15. And I got two, like, techie clients. And neither one of them have the 15 yet. So I was just sitting there in that moment going, you know, after the surgery, got the money, did the GoFundMe, Zen's at home, I'm at home. And now I have this new phone. Like, again, I looked at it as like this reward. Here's something that, now again, I couldn't even tell you how I got that iPhone 10. I forgot that I put it on that monthly thing. And it's been 3 years. So I totally forgot. So I wasn't like, well, it's coming up. It's happening. But they happened right at the same time. And it's like, you know, Zen's, you know, still, you know, recovering, you know, in that mode. We get bandages off today. And then it's Wednesday today. We get the bandages off today. And then this following Monday, we get the stitches out. So, like, we're right in it. And it's like, oh, here, for how well you handle. Again, this is how I look at it. How one deals with the test directly, you know, determines the outcome or correlates to the outcome or affects the outcome. And that was the thing where I started going, you know, I had this amazing conversation with a telephone rep. And then I get an iPhone when I'm thinking it's the one thing I'm for sure not getting, probably not getting a new phone at all. But here's my experiences. And they're all happening while Zen's having surgery. And I had to come up with another $6,000. And, you know, Zen's getting, you know, it's like all this, like the circumstances, Zen's getting older, Zen got hurt again, you need another, you know, all these circumstances are like these just big negative things, and they don't matter. Because I'm like, wow, that was a great moment. Wow, I've never felt that before. Wow, I've never experienced that before. Wow. Now again, do I want, you know, bad to keep happening because I'm benefiting? Of course not. But do I know for a fact that bad's going to keep happening? Yes. You can't stop what, that's No Country for Old Men, the movie. You can't stop what's coming. But if you're the best you are and it comes and you handle it and you overcome and you move on, and every time you do that, you feel a little stronger and a little better, which experience would you choose? Tom, 0 to 50, or Tom now, from 50 to 58? You know, 58 and a half and going through second knee surgery for his best friend in 5 months, you know, the dog that was ejected from a car, you know, had a splint on his front paw for 3 months, had knee surgery 5 months ago, having another knee surgery, and he's just a champ. And I'm like, and that's my dog. And if I'm in a great place, I get to experience my great dog. I get to experience how well he's doing. I get to experience that, you know, after his knee surgery, like, he got a little younger. Like, he wasn't like, oh, I got knee surgery and now I'm old. It's like, you know, maybe he's 12 or 13 and has knee surgery. And he's really not walking that great even after his knee's fixed. And they even let me know in the x-ray. They're like, is this new knee that just got hurt, his second knee, in that side of his hip, he's got arthritis. So I'm like, yeah, Zen's not going to get younger. Zen's going to get older. But I'm like, things are happening right now, and I'm learning, and I'm growing, and I'm, you know, evolving. And I'm like, well, if I can choose to go through life and suffer and be frustrated and have a temper and, you know, feel horrible, or this experience, I'm going to choose this one. Is it a lot of work? Yes. Am I worth it? Yes. And you have to come to those two conclusions. It will be a lot of work and it won't be quick, but you're worth it. That's where you get going. That's how you do it. And again, that's the great thing. Because again, I didn't need to put out a podcast to get through this last month. You know, I didn't need to do a podcast to help, assist, or, you know, add to anything of my life at all. I'm at a place where I was like, okay, when I can get to that, I will. I got some stuff going on right now. But when I share, I got some cool stuff to share. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share when I've got some stuff to share. Because again, if you've been listening this whole time, then you know it's like, wow, he's having a different experience. He sounds differently. His three best personal growth moments were him spraining his ankle, Zen having a knee surgery, Zen having a second surgery, knee surgery. He's walking a different path. He's a completely, you know, different version of himself, having a different experience. And that's exactly what it is. I think that is, I got a couple. The universe does not give a blank. I started focusing on a couple things like water. I go, you just have to drink more water. You think about it and you talk about it and you know the importance, but you got to do it. The same thing with stretching my calves, because I started running again. And it was like, yeah, but how much time do you spend stretching your calves? And I'm like, okay, I gotta like, okay, here I go to the kitchen, drink water, go to the kitchen, drink water, go like do that, get outside, like on the steps, stretch, because I just like stretching on the steps. That, you know, apparatus for stretching my calves is the best, especially where I can, you know, lean back or whatever. I'm like, I've been doing that like 2-3 times a day, like really putting in time and going, okay, God, it's just amazing. You start finding all these little things, and somehow you find the time to do all these little things, and all these little things add to your path, add to your walk, add to you, improve you, allow you to gain, you know, clarity. And again, you have this, and here's a quote I wrote, how I process now is there's no resistance. You know, it's like, oh, I didn't want that to happen. Yeah, great. What's that going to do for you? You know, and the everything, just getting mad, stomping your feet, yelling, complaining, anything you do post it happening, doesn't matter. It's you going, I don't want that. Yeah, I did. Yeah, but I don't want to feel. Yeah, but you're going to. It's just that whole resistance just starts. And if you just don't have that resistance, you know, the line is clear. That happened. What's the next step? And I wrote down, the new norm is the one you're practicing. The new norm is the one you're practicing. So what you're doing daily, what your daily routine is, that's who you're going to become. So again, if you're trying and you're dabbling and you're not being, you know, perfect, that's fine. What you're trying, what you're attempting, it's there for a reason. It's that's what, you know, piques your interest. That's what you, you know, ascertain as having value. You know, and that's what you want. You know, that's the attraction. I'm headed towards that. So I'm kind of, again, I was like, you know, I'm doing these things, but I haven't really figured out, like, you know, and I wasn't saying it, but like meditating and journal, I wasn't connecting to it. I wasn't doing it. It wasn't resonating. And there were like some other things. And I just wanted to have this day where I did like these 8 things without really thinking. And I do like 3 or 4 and then different ones the next day. And then not for a while. And then back and forth. I'm like, wow, this is just hard. And then there it was. Friday, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. Next day, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I'm like, wow, that just happened. And here I am sharing it on the podcast right now, but that's the first I'm saying of it. It wasn't like I jumped online and was like, oh my God, guess what? I had two most amazing days. I did what I wanted to personally. You know, like I just sat back and went, wow. And then Sunday, Zen gets hurt. And I just sat back and I'm like, yep, that's life. Those two great days, that doesn't mean anything. And there it is. Like the worst thing, Zen getting hurt, worst thing. Zen getting hurt and it's going to cost money, the worst, second worst thing. You know, it's like the two worst, you know, my triggers, my buttons, the you know, two things. Ah, money. Ah, Zen. Boom, boom. And I'm like, and I had two of the best days consecutively right before it. And Monday I got up, made appointment, went in, listened, waited. He told me, I'm like, all right, do this, do that. Boom, 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 boom. And here we are. You know, get the bandages off today. And I'm, you know, running, working out. You know, it's just like a new level. And now I will experience, however long I have, the minimum will be at least this level. And I say that going, well, I know it's going to get better because it has. But it will never get worse than this. So to have this, yeah, bad's going to happen, really gnarly, really, you know, just traumatic, dramatic stuff. And you can go, yeah, I'll be fine. I'll get through that. I'll find my way. I'm thankful. Like, that's what I'm selling. Like, you can, like, sincerely, authentically say that and mean it and go, that's why I still record a podcast. Is that's what I feel has value. Because if I could go from A to B where I was to now, and experience again, you know, I'm April, and this, you know, vet's going, hey, your temper thing, not real. Just 5 months ago, like it was me 5 months ago, not 5 years. And I'm different. I'm like, yep, you're right. I'm different. Won't happen. We're good. Okay. And I knew it. I felt it. I knew who I was then. I know who I am now. I know I'm better now. I didn't like me then, but it was, you know, it's all the, you know, it's the growth. It's stuff you got to go through. That version of me came a long way to get to that version of me 5 months ago. But I keep working, chopping wood, carrying water, pushing the stone up every day. Not brilliantly, not perfectly. I am flawed and will always be flawed, but different experience, completely different experience. So if you're listening, you know, again, that's just what I hope, that the why you're listening is like something's resonating with you. You can't do exactly what I'm doing, but you can take, you know, the principles, and you can, you know, Tom's doing things that serve him. What serves me? You know, Tom's, you know, cutting out things that don't serve him. What things don't serve me? What people don't serve me? What choices can I make? Because my circumstances, as Tom has shared, don't seem to matter. This dog says need two knee surgeries in 5 months, and he's the best he's ever been. So what's omnipotent? What's vital? What's key? What's the most important? It's what version you are. You are worth it. Welcome to your Pro You Moment. Stoked you're here. Let's begin to control that which we can. Eyes closed. seated on the floor, legs folded if you can, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into your spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth. We're going to slow each one down. We're going to control the rhythm. We're going to stay aware of that flow of breath by staying present. Anything else enters the space between your ears, kindly, quietly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Well done. Congrats. You know, it's funny because I was aware I didn't, you know, put up a podcast for a while, and I was completely at peace with that. It's like, I just know, like, well, you know, when I have something to say, I will. When I have the time, I'll record it. But, like, I'm proud. You know, it's like I went through something gnarly, and not only did I get through it, I grew through it, and now I have that to share. And I keep having story after story after story. Not that the good in my life keep happening. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what circumstances. What truly matters is how I respond. What truly matters is the version that I am. So you deem yourself worthy. You work on you. You do the things that serve you. And you start gaining that clarity of how to stay there and how to continue to grow and evolve and become the best you. So that you can change the direction of your life, change your experience, and enjoy your experience. That's why I do what I do. Peace and God bless.